Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. It is Science Week this week, and we're diving into all things about the science realm. And now we're diving into wastewater. Not literally. That's disgusting. But you probably hear in the news all the time, especially around COVID, they detected certain areas have had COVID because they test the wastewater. Same with drugs and whatnot. And it's an area that, although you hear about it, you don't exactly know the process, which is why right now we have a wastewater surveillance expert on the line, Dr. Monica Nolan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm curious because you do hear about especially in WA where there was a point where we had no cases of COVID and you'd hear, oh, there's been a detection of COVID in our wastewater. How exactly do you find that? Where are you finding this wastewater from? As dumb a question as that sounds.
Yeah, it was all a bit of a mystery to me when I started in this space as well. But basically, sewage systems capture all the waste that comes from our toilets, our showers, our sinks and so on. So all the things that go into that. Including COVID fragments, end up in wastewater. So basically we're able to sample from the sewage and track that to the geography of where that came from and the populations that serves and, yeah, find some really useful things, including, as you say, early warning of COVID if we don't know that there's cases there.
That's scary.
Yeah, but how accurate is this? Because how big is the sample that you're taking?
Yeah.
It is absolutely incredible. The sensitivity of the molecular diagnostic methods that we have now are incredible. We've had a number of examples where we're able to detect one person in a population of more than 100,000 people. It is so sensitive.
What?
Amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing because you do hear the same research and testing put into place when it comes to like drug use in our state. And I'll be like, oh, this particular town has had an increased amount of number and they're like the drugs are being used most in that town. This is incredible stuff. So you guys have to stop by every town and test the wastewater there?
Well, it depends what you're seeking to do. So, you know, in the old days, WA had it longer than Victoria. But when we were looking for early detection, you know, when there wasn't very many cases in the community, that period has passed. So now we're really looking for new variants. So we're looking to understand, you know, is there a change in the genetic signature? There could be a real problem, you know, the Omicron subvariants, etc. So we're really focusing in the COVID space in looking at that. But there's all sorts of different potential for what you can look for in wastewater.
Yeah, wow.
Well, it's interesting you say that because obviously COVID has been front and center for your work for the last couple of years. But what else can wastewater tell us about a community?
Well, at the moment, there's some interesting things coming out of London and New York. I don't know if you've heard about the polio detection.
Oh,
yeah.
Not yet.
Polio. What are you coming back to now? Come on.
I mean, we haven't seen polio in many continents for 40 years, so it's a bit of a wake-up call. So certainly that's something that we could easily look for. That was actually what wastewater surveillance used to be used for. But we can also look for other things. You know, you hear about some of these new things emerging, monkeypox or, you know, a new pathogen that we haven't even identified yet.
Now, I'm imagining a lot of these samples live in a lab. How far away is your lunchroom away from that lab? Because that sounds like a very gross place to be.
Well, the beauty of this program is it's the work of many hands. And the people, the wonderful people that go and do the sample and do the testing in the lab are quite separate from where I work. I get to do the design work and the interpretation of the results. So I'm very grateful to them.
Well, hopefully many washed hands. Dr. Monica Nolan, very interesting chat. And we've learned a lot. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.